So Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. More devotees are coming each day, so this is very, very, very encouraging.
Dolazi puno bhakta svakog dana, tako da to jako, jako ohrabrujuće.
My seminar, which I will give during this week, is called Victory on the Inner Battlefield.
Seminar koji ću ja dati ove nedelje se zove Pobjeda na unutrašnjem borbenom polju.
The seminar takes a lot of, let me say, substance from the experience which is described in Madhurya Kadambini, that is, that the devotee wants so much to attain the spiritual world, but there seem to be forces pulling him in the opposite direction.
I materijal o kome govorimo na ovom seminaru ima dosta veze sa onime što je predstavljeno u Madhurya Kadambini, gde je opisan bhakta koji jako želi da dostigne duhovni svet, ali postoje sile koje ga vuku nazad.
Now many times religions or even spiritual movements say that these forces which keep me from advancing and which pull me in the opposite directions are forces outside of me.
I često se u raznim religijama i u duhovnim pokretima kaže da su te snage koje nas vuku nazad, koje nas vuku od tog duhovnog napretka, da se one nalaze izvan nas.
We think we don't make enough advancement because of the materialistic society around us.
I mi onda mislimo da ne pravimo dovoljno duhovnog napretka zbog društva oko nas.
We think it is because of the other person.
Ili mi mislimo da to zbog druge osobe.
But in reality, these forces work within us.
Ali u stvarnosti te snage deluju unutar nas.
We seem to have a good doctor.
Ano, postoji dobar doktor Jekyll i loši Mr. Hyde.
This is an expression from Louis Stevenson, a poet from the 18th century, who said that often a person is a divided soul.
I to je jedan opis koji potiče od autora iz 18. veka, Louisa Stevensona, koji govori o tome da u nama postoji ta podeljena duša.
So we will hear a little bit about this, overcoming the divided soul syndrome.
Tako da ćemo čuti malo o tome kako da prevaziđemo taj sindrom podeljene duše.
We will see and hear a few spiritual exercises, and I hope to be able to present a few videos to you, yes, at least one video to you.
I onda ćemo imati neke duhovne vežbe. Isto, nadam se da ćemo predstaviti jedan video.
At the end of the seminar, we will be either asleep or self-realized.
I na kraju ovog seminara bićemo ili ćemo zaspati ili ćemo postati samospoznati.
I mean after the 6 days.
Mislim nakon svih ovih 6 dana.
It's a very spiritual seminar.
To je jako duhovan seminar.
Some of the material is still on the way from Sarajevo to Fruška Goranga.
I jedan deo materijala je još uvek na putu od Sarajeva ka Fruškoj Gori.
I'm very excited to give this seminar. It's the first time in my life where I give this.
I ja sam jako uzbuđen da dajem ovaj seminar zato što je to prvi put u mom životu da ga dajem.
And yes, I think this is a good time. It's no longer so hot because the sun is starting to go down.
Ja mislim da je ovo jako dobro vreme zato što nije više tako toplo i sunce polako počinje da zalazi.
So I invite you to participate with every fiber of your being, so that at the end you will be a self-realized soul.
Tako da vas ja pozivam da učestvujete u ovom seminaru sa svakim delićem svog bića, tako da na kraju postanete samospoznate duše.
This seminar is very much based on my own personal experience in my journey in Krishna consciousness.
I ovaj seminar se jako zasniva na mom ličnom iskustvu u mojoj svesnosti Krišne.
I had planned that within one year after joining the temple in Hamburg, I'm self-realized, so this was my plan.
Ja sam planirao da nakon priključivanja hramu u Hamburgu, nakon jedne godine postanem samospoznata duša. To je bio moj plan.
But what I found out after one year is it seems that there are two beings in Sachinandan, that's Brahmachari.
Ali nakon tih godinu dana ja sam otkrio da u meni postoje dva bića u Sachinandana, das Brahmachari.
One person who has been educated in the life, in the school of many incarnations.
Osoba koja je bila podučavana u školi mnogih inkarnacija.
Yes, by my grandfather, he was training me in mysticism and he could show me my past lives.
Zato što moj deda, on je imao iskustvo u tom misticizmu, tako da je mogao da mi pokaže moje prethodne živote.
So I could really understand how I am now a monk in the Hamburg temple, not by any chance, but because I had a journey in which I learned through many, many incarnations.
Tako da sam ja sada mogao da shvatim da sam ja monah koji se nalazi u hamburškom hramu i da sam već kroz puno života praktikovao duhovni život.
It's like one of my god brothers who says always to me, Sachinandan Swami, we are not for the first lifetime on this journey.
I to je poput jednog mog brata po Bogu, koji mi uvek kaže, kad me srete Sachinandana Swami, mi nismo po prvi put zajedno na ovom putu.
But at the same time, there was a young, energetic man.
Ali u isto vreme, to je bio jedan mladi, energičan čovek.
Interested in many, many modern things which were not spiritual.
Koji je bio zainteresovan za mnoge stvari u ovom svetu koje nisu duhovne.
And I remember one scene, I was visiting one rock and roll concert, as it was customary for us young people.
I ja se sećam jedne scene kada sam bio posjetio jedan koncert, što je bio običaj za tadašnju generaciju, mladu.
And the band on the stage was inviting everyone for a free sexual experience.
I onda je taj band koji je nastupao, on je pozvao sve da imaju slobodno seksualno iskustvo.
As it was customary at that time in these avant-gardistic circles in which I was.
Zato što je to u to vreme bilo uobičajeno u tim avangardnim krugovima u kojima sam se ja kretao.
And I could feel two voices in me.
Ja sam mogao da osjetim dva glasa u sebi.
One said, let's be modern.
I jedan glas je rekao, hajde da budemo moderni.
And the other said, let's follow our spiritual calling.
A drugi je rekao, hajde da sledimo taj duhovni poziv.
And I remember very much it was a battle inside. Which voice should I follow?
Ja se jako dobro sećam da se to odigravala borba u meni. Koji sada glas treba da sledim?
There was all opportunity for sense gratification, but also a little opportunity for self-realization.
Bilo je jako puno prilika za čulno zadovoljstvo, ali također bilo je i malo mogućnosti za samospoznaju.
Over the years, as I was preaching to devotees, and especially now where I'm supposed to be an older devotees, I have seen that many, many people who come to me doing personal meetings, many people who I'm meeting, have these two voices struggling within themselves.
Ja sam mogao da primetim tokom svih ovih godina kako propovedam, da meni prilaze ljudi, znači mogu sam videti u razgovorima kojima sam imao sa njima da u njima postoje ta dva bića koja se bore među sobom.
And as an now as an older monk who can and who should give strength to others, I find myself always in the role of trying to support the spiritual side.
I sada kao starija osoba, kao monah, ja vidim svoju ulogu u tome da podržim druge i da im pomognem da slede taj duhovni zov.
In our seminar we will learn techniques how to strengthen our spiritual side.
I na ovom seminaru mi ćemo naučiti tehnike kako da ojačamo tu našu duhovnu stranu.
We will also hear from other cultures and traditions what they can say and advise us.
I također ćemo čuti iz drugih kultura i tradicija šta je ono što one mogu da nam posavetuju.
And we will form during these seminars a very honest and let me say serious group of devotees who deeply exchange on the subjects of the soul.
I onda ćemo isto u toku ovog seminara oformiti jednu grupu jako ozbiljnih i iskrenih bhakta koji razmenjuju svoja iskustva u duhovnom životu.
I will also raise some questions during the seminar which are for you to answer.
I ja ću također postaviti izvesna pitanja u toku ovog seminara na koja ćete trebati da odgovorite.
And I will also talk a lot on Krishna's milost.
I ja ću isto tako puno govoriti o Krišninoj milosti.
So having said this, I would like to open the seminar with Jayarada Madhava.
I sada nakon ovoga, ja bih želela da otvorim svoj seminar sa Jayarada Madhava.
How many pairs of cattles do we have? I see we have a little dearth.
Koliko imate karatala? Koliko ih ima?
I can imagine that some of you have cattles in their bags and for next seminar, please bring the cartas with us, with you.
Znači, molio bih vas da za sljedeći seminar donesete svoje karatele sa sobom.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. CD. So may I ask you for your chatter, because there is this cool air coming and I have taken a very good bath today, so don't worry. Are you ready to hear some soul-stirring information?
Da li ste spremni da čujete nešto što će uzdrmati vaše duše?
Are you ready to enter the realm of unconventional philosophy?
Da li ste spremni da uđete u područje nekonvencionalne filozofije?
Are you ready to think about your life?
Da li ste spremni da razmišljate o svom životu?
You're not sure.
Niste baš sigurni.
I must inform you that I have the wrong notebook. So we have to see who will find the right notebook. Maybe Govindanandan, you know. In my room, there is a spiral-bound notebook. Could you just get it? You are very sportive, so you can go fast. No, it's long. It's that spiral-bound thing where you go like... It's colorful. It should be somewhere in the amongst the books. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Vaskatyare Zatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadara Sivasati Gora Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When a person starts his spiritual journey, he will immediately shift his centers of dynamic energy.
Kada osoba započne svoje duhovno putovanje, onda će odmah promeniti svoj centar dinamičkih aktivnosti.
What this means is that while previously he was putting all his energy, or some of his energy at least, into material development as the prime goal of life.
I to znači da je prethodno ta osoba stavljala svu svoju energiju u materijalni razvoj kao svoj primarni cilj.
Now this material values are no longer important to him or her.
Ali sada te materijalne vrednosti nisu više od značaja za njega ili nju.
He or she has now a new center.
On ili ona sada ima novi centar.
That is, I want to become a spiritual osoba.
I to je, ja želim da postanem duhovna osoba.
And whatever helps him or her reach this center, now this goal will become the center of his or her dynamic energy.
I šta god da toj osobi pomaže u tom duhovnom životu, postaće upravo centar njegovih ili njenih dinamičke energije.
I want to give you an example.
Želim da vam dam primjer.
I once was preaching to a young devotee from Split who was just before signing a contract to become a well-paid singer.
Jednom sam propovedao jednom mladom bhakti iz Splita koji je bio upravo pred tim da potpiše ugovor da postane jako poznati pevač.
We had a harinam at that time in, I believe it's, you will have to help me, is it called Rodin? It's a town in Croatia, near Pula. Rovin, yes.
I to je bilo baš upravo, trebalo je da imamo harinam u jednom gradu u Hrvatskoj koji se zove Rovin.
And to sign this contract, this devotee would have to interrupt the harinam, take a bus and go to Split.
I da bi potpisao taj ugovor, ova osoba, on je trebalo da napusti harinam i da uzme autobus i da ode za Split.
I remember I looked at that time at the wristwatch. It's 6 o'clock now. If you want to catch your bus, you have to now leave the harinam and go to Split.
I ja se sećam da sam ja tada pogledao na svoj ručni sat i vidio sam da je 6 sati i rekao sam mu, ako želiš da stigneš na svoj autobus, moraš sada da napustiš harinam i da odeš.
This is your only chance in this life to become a well-paid entertainer.
I ovo je jedina tvoja šansa u ovom životu da postaneš dobro plaćeni zabavljač.
But the devotee said, I'm not going to Split.
Ali taj bhakta je rekao, ja ne idem za Split.
My center has shifted.
Moj centar se premestio.
Can I sing please the next bhajan?
Da li bih molim te mogao da pevam u sljedećem bhajanu?
I said, I don't think you have thought about this very deeply.
A ja sam onda rekao, mislim da nisi dovoljno duboko razmislio o tome.
And the devotee gave me an answer. She said, I have thought about this for many lives.
I onda je taj bhakta, ona mi je dala odgovor i rekla je, razmišljala sam o tome mnogo života.
Krishna consciousness ki jai.
Svesnost Krishna ki jai.
Let us analyze this decision for a moment.
I hajde da sada analiziramo ovu odluku za trenutak.
Our ideas and our aims and objects each have their own group of associated ideas.
I svaka od naših ideja ili koncepata imaju grupu, čitavu grupu ideja koje su na neki način povezane sa tom idejom.
Let us say one idea is to become a good painter.
Na primjer, možemo reći jedna ideja da postanemo dobar slikar.
And then just like there is a football captain, there are now many, many players. One is I want to become an artist by painting, the other is by singing.
I onda znači kao što postoji u fudbalu kapitan i onda postoje mnogi igrači, isto tako postoje druge ideje. Jedna je želim da postanem umetnik tako što ću crtati, druga je želim da postanem pevač.
And it's not just one aim, artist. There are many other aims, which there are different subdivisions or little teams of ideas.
I tu se ne radi samo o jednom cilju, nego postoji puno ciljeva i postoje te neke druge onako podgrupe različitih ciljeva.
And when we make a decision, we seem to shift from one team of ideas to another team of ideas, which all have their center of dynamic energy.
I onda kada mi napravimo to premeštanje, mi kao da prelazimo iz jednog tima u drugi tim ideja koji imaju svoj centar energije.
Let me give you a very clear, it's a very important concept. I'm sorry, you will have to concentrate a little bit in this beginning. It's a little difficult, but you will understand it. You can do it.
Ja bih vas sad zamolio da se skoncentrišete jako dobro, jer je jako bitno da razumete ovaj početni koncept, ali uspećete vi to, samo je potrebno...
Let us say someone is a president of a country.
Možemo sad da kažemo imamo predsjednika zemlje.
And inside his personality, all these ideas work together. I want to build new roads, I want to revolutionize the educational system.
I onda u okviru njegove ličnosti postoje svi ti različiti ciljevi, na primjer želim da izgradim novi put ili želim da napravim neku reformaciju školskog sistema.
And he is totally in this film, if you want.
I ta osoba, ona je potpuno u tom svom filmu.
But then he goes on holidays.
Ali onda ta osoba ode na odmor.
He goes into the mountains.
On ode u planine.
He has Nordic walking sticks.
I onda ima sa sobom te štapove za nordičko šetanje.
He has a rucksack with proviant. Proviant means bread and cheese.
I onda ima sa sobom ranac i u njemu ima neku užinu, neki hleb, sir.
And he likes to go off the beaten track into through the forest where there's no road.
I onda želi da se uputi šumom tamo gdje ne postoje jasno označeni putevi.
And all of a sudden he finds everything in him working like a camper.
I onda jedan put otkrije da sve u njemu funkcioniše na način kako to funkcioniše kod kampera.
Forgotten is the life of a president and the anxieties.
I zaboravljen je taj život predsjednika I njegove brige.
Now the anxiety is, my God, where will I sleep in the night? You know, there is this cave somewhere and I hope it's not too cold and I hope I make it. I'm a little scared.
I onda je sva njegova briga u tome, Bože, gde ću da spavam, noćas I tu ima neka pećina, ali nadam se da nije hladna I da nije previše strašna.
Mr. President has become now a camper.
I gospodin predsjednik, on je sad postao kamper.
Or as we say in the sweet Yugoslavian language, an adventurist.
Ili kako bismo to rekli na slatkom srpskom jeziku, avanturista.
Avanturista. This is what I mean with saying his center of dynamic energy has changed totally.
I to je ono što pokušavam da objasnim da se njegov centar dinamičke energije potpuno promenio, premestio.
And exactly this is happening when someone gets to know Krishna consciousness.
I to je upravo ista stvar koja se dešava kada neko upozna svjesnost Krishna.
He discovers inside of him a whole new world.
I onda osoba u sebi otkrije čitav jedan novi svijet.
With a whole new group of ideas and ideals.
Sa čitavom novom grupom ideja I ideala.
All of a sudden, it's no longer desirable to be the greatest sense gratifier. It's better to be the greatest renouncer.
I onda jedan put nije više interesantno biti najveći čulni uživalac, već je sada interesantno biti najveći odvojenik.
And he or she will do everything and all his or her personality will work towards achieving the null goals.
I onda će on ili ona uraditi sve što je neophodno kako bi postigao taj novi cilj.
Now, this is something normal which is analyzed in psychology.
I to je nešto normalno što se analizira u psihologiji.
And when it comes to religious, the spiritual field, this is called the miracle of conversion.
I kada govorimo o duhovnom životu, to je nešto što se zove čudo preobraćenja.
A person is convinced to join a new type of life and new ideas come all of a sudden into place.
I onda je osoba ubeđena da se pridruži jednom novom stilu života i iznena da se pojavljuju mnoge nove ideje.
However, when it comes to spiritual, real spiritual life and not just some conversion from one idea to another, a problem arises.
Međutim, kada se radi o istinskom duhovnom životu, kada taj premešten nije samo sa jedne ideje na drugu, onda se javlja jedan problem.
In genuine spiritual life, we want to leave the world behind and go into the new world of experience of Krishna consciousness.
U tom istinskom duhovnom životu mi želimo da napustimo ovaj materijalni svet i da pređemo u taj novi svet duhovnog iskustva svjesnosti Krišne.
But unfortunately the world doesn't leave us. We may try to leave it, but it does not leave us.
Ali nažalost taj materijalni svet nas ne napušta. Mi možemo da pokušavamo da napustimo njega, ali on nas ne pušta.
Those who have investigated the Hare Krishna movement from a purely psychological perspective have found the following. Now this is time for you to think deeply where you stand.
A onda oni koji su istraživali pokret svjesnosti Krišne sa tog psihološkog stanovišta, oni su otkrili izvesne stvari i ovo je sada trenutak za sve vas da duboko razmislite.
They have seen that in the beginning the new devotee wants to make a distance to the world.
I oni su primetili da na početku novi bhakta on želi da napravi razmak između sebe i sveta.
And quickly make advancement in the qualities which are described by Krishna as the ideal qualities of a self-realized soul.
I osoba isto želi da brzo napravi napredak kako bi postigao osobine koje Krishna opisuje da pripadaju samospoznatim osobama.
These young devotees put all their energy to convince themselves and the world that they now are on a different path.
I onda te mladi bhakta oni pokušavaju da ubede i sebe i ceo svet oko sebe da su oni sada na novom putu.
But after some time something very unexpected happens.
Ali nakon nekog vremena desi se nešto neočekivano.
After some time they seem to spend all their energy in convincing the world that they are quite normal.
Nakon nekog vremena čini se da oni troše svu svoju energiju kako bi ubedili svet oko sebe da su oni potpuno normalni.
The world which they had once left comes back in a new form, in an integrated form.
I onda taj svet koji su oni jednom napustili, on se sada vraća u jednom integralnom obliku.
All religious movements make this journey.
I svi religiozni pokreti imaju ovaj put, ovo putovanje.
In the beginning they have purely transcendental goals.
Na početku oni imaju sasvim čiste transcendentalne ciljeve.
But later they begin to think about establishing themselves in the world.
Ali onda kasnije počinju da razmišljaju o tome kako da se snađu i smestu u ovom svetu.
Making an income.
Kako da zarade.
Providing for a family with maladeces.
Kako da se brinu o svojoj porodici i maloj deci.
Tako dalje, tako dalje.
Yes.
Have you understood my first concept? That is, this, the entry into spiritual life, the center of dynamic energy changes?
Da li ste sada razumjeli taj moj prvi koncept? Znači, sa ulaskom u duhovni život menja se naš centar dinamičkih energija.
And have you also understood that in that this is something which one can uphold in the beginning, but not most of the people not much longer?
I da li ste isto tako razumjeli da obično većina osoba može da zadrži to u početku, ali ne kako vrijeme prolazi?
I think it is simple, isn't it?
Ja mislim da je jednostavno, jel da?
Victor, I don't have Gorahari now with me, I think Victor Hugo, he wrote this opera, which I don't know how it is, Les Miserables, you know. He wrote a poem about this.
Victor Hugo, on je napisao
roman...
Not
Hugo. Hugo. Hugo is Yugoslavian. Hugo.
In Serbian we say Hugo.
Hugo, okay.
In Serbian.
Dobro.
Taj pisac, on je napisao roman koji se zove Jadnici.
One of his characters says, I'm the battlefield of a sublime combat.
Jedan od njegovih junaka, on je rekao, ja sam poprište uzvišene borbe.
Sometimes the higher man wins and sometimes the lower man wins.
Nekada pobedi uzvišeni čovjek, a nekada pobedi taj nizak čovjek.
Sometimes there's bad language in my mouth and sometimes good language.
I nekada je dobar jezik u mojim ustima, a nekada je tu loš jezik.
I'm like a desert where there is sand and where is a well.
Ja sam poput pustinje u kojoj se nalazi pesak i u kojoj se nalazi bunar.
This battle between the opposite tendencies in our heart, the material and the spiritual, is as far as literature is concerned, very nicely explained by Saint Augustine.
I ta borba u nama između materijalnih i duhovnih tendencija je jako lepo opisana u književnosti od strane Svetog Augustina.
Saint Augustine grew up in Katarge. Can anyone help me? Where is this Katarge? Is it in Africa or North Africa? Katarga, yes.
I taj znači Sveti Augustin, on je odrastao u mjestu koje se zove Kartaga i koje se nalazi u Severnoj Africi.
Half of his education was pagan and the other Christian.
I znači njegovo obrazovanje, jedna polovina je bila paganska, a druga je bila kršćanska.
Later, you know, already the conflict is predestined. Huh?
A kasnije konflikt se desio.
Later he immigrated to Rome and Milano, parla italiano.
Onda on kasnije došao u Rim i u Milano.
Our Chaitanya Lila is here, who was previously Mokya Nivasini, who speaks perfect Italianski. So he immigrated also, like Chaitanya Lila.
Znači, to je sad naša Čajtanja Lila koja je prebila Mukja Nivasini i onda, znači, Sveti Augustin isto kao Čajtanja Lila, on je tako emigrirao.
And he adopted a skeptical philosophy called Manichaeism.
I onda je on prihvatio tu skeptičnu filozofiju koja se zove Manichaeism.
But he was also a searcher for the truth and the purity.
Ali isto vrijeme on je bio tragalac za istinom i za čistotom.
Many of his friends turned into Christians and philosophers.
I mnogi od njegovih prijatelja, oni su postali hrišćani i filozofi.
And he could see how they improved their behaviors and did no longer go out with the girls on Friday night.
I onda on mogao da primeti kako su oni promijenili svoje ponašanje, poboljšali ga i nisu više izlazili sa devojkama petkom uveče.
He admired his friends for being victorious over their lower drives.
I onda se on divio svojim prijateljima koji više nisu bili vođeni tim niskim instinktima.
And he turned towards Christianity.
I onda se on okrenuo ka hršćanstvu.
But he noticed there was always the struggle between the two souls in his breast.
Ali onda je primetio da je u njegovim grudima uvek postojala bitka između dve duše.
And he was ashamed by his own weakness of will.
I bio je posramljen svojom sopstvenom slabošću volje.
One day he was in a garden in either Milano or Rome.
I jednog dana on se nalazi u bašti ili u Milanu ili u Rimu.
And he prayed to God.
I molio se Bogu.
A very ambivalent prayer.
I ta, ta molitva je bila jako ambivalentna.
God, make me renounced of this foolish young jad, the world.
Moj dragi Bože, želim da budem odvojen od ovog sveta.
But please don't make me renounced in the next one year.
Ali molim te, nemoj da me napraviš odvojenikom u toku sljedeće godine.
In other words, the fight was there, the battle in the heart.
Drugim rečima, ta borba u srcu se odigravala.
At that time he heard a voice, a divine word.
I onda u tom trenutku on je začuo glas, čuje Božje reči.
Summa lege! Latin.
Znači ove na latinskom summa lege.
Much deeper. Summa lege. Oh, summa lege. Like thunder.
Čuje taj glas poput groma, poput gromljavine.
It means take this book and read.
I to znači uzmi ovu knjigu i čitaj.
Which book? The Bible, of course. That was the only book which was there for Christian, early Christianity.
A koju knjigu? Naravno Bibliju, zato što je to bila jedina knjiga koja je u to vrijeme bila za hrišćanstvo.
And he opened the Bible and he read one passage. It said, "You can't have the kingdom of God if you want the kingdom of Mammon," something like this.
I onda je u Bibliji pročitao jedno poglavlje u kome se govorilo o tome da se osoba ne može imati carstvo Božje ako želi da ima ovo carstvo ovo zemaljsko.
He could see that clearly as a sign of the Lord who had spoken to him through sacred scripture.
I onda je on to protumačio kao znak Boga koji je govorio njemu kroz svete spise.
And he gave later he wrote something it's called Confessions. And there he expressed this struggle which he felt inside.
I onda je kasnije napisao jedno delo koje se zove Priznanja i onda je otkrio tu borbu koja se dešavala u njemu.
And this is how he writes. Listen to this, it's so beautiful.
I evo kako je on pisao, molim vas slušajte ovo, jako je lepo.
The new will was born in my heart.
Nova volja je bila rođena u mom srcu.
But it was not yet strong enough to overcome the other, the old will.
Ali ona još uvijek nije bila dovoljno jaka da pobedi onu staru volju.
My old will was strengthened by long indulgence.
A moja stara volja, ona je bila ojačana dugotrajnim upuštanjem.
So these two wills, the one the old, one the new, one carnal and the other spiritual fought against each other and disturbed my soul.
I ove dve volje u meni, ova jedna telesna i ova jedna duhovna, one su se borile u meni i uznemiravale su moju dušu.
And he describes whenever he wants to take the spiritual side.
I onda bi on opisao kad god bi želeo da stane na tu duhovnu stranu.
And shed himself of his old life.
I da odbaci taj svoj stari život.
The old life comes back to him and pleads for mercy.
I onda bi se taj njegov stari život vratio njemu i molio bi ga za milost.
And he can't say no.
On ne bi mogao da kaže ne.
It's a long thing, but I think you have the idea. And anyways, we have our own examples, which we will hear a little later.
I znači ovo je jedna duga ispovest. Ali mislim da vam je već jasno o čemu se radi, a svakako imamo mi svoje sopstvene primjere.
Many doctors have investigated devotee people in the Hare Krishna movement.
I mnogi doktori su ispitivali bhakti u pokretu svjesnosti Krishna.
And they found out by eye diagnosis that in the eye, in a certain part of the eye is a certain flickering.
I onda kada su ispitivali oči, onda su vidjeli da u određenom delu oka postoji izvesno treptanje, kao treptaje.
Which means that the person is insecure in himself, what way to go.
Što znači da je osoba nesigurna u sebi kojim putem treba da krene.
Shall I stay or shall I go?
Hare Krishna.
To je pesma u kojoj se kaže da li da odem ili da ostanem.
Yes. I heard this song in the Krishna's Marathon Festival for the first time in my life and I've not forgotten it and I might play it for you.
Ja sam ovu pesmu čuo prvi put na jednom božićnom maratonu i nikada je neću zaboraviti, a možda ću je čak jednom pustiti za vas.
Yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur addresses this beautifully.
I Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, on govori o ovoj temi jako predivno.
He addresses the tremendous amount of enthusiasm which is there when the center of dynamic energy has changed in a person's life.
I on govori o toj ogromnoj količini energije kada se centar dinamičkih energija promeni kod osobe.
And he, in other words, when a person due to enthusiasm leaves the world and starts the strong spiritual practice.
Odnosno govori o tome kada osoba usled tog entuzijazma napusti svet i preda se snažnoj duhovnoj praksi.
And he describes very nicely what happens when the world comes back to that person.
A onda isto tako jako lepo opisuje šta se dešava kada se svet vrati toj osobi.
My dear devotees, with the world I mean also the negative thoughts.
Moji dragi bhakte, kada kažem svet, ja također mislim na negativne misli.
The fear,
na strahove.
The unenthusiasm,
na nedostatak entuzijazma.
The material attachment,
na materijalne vezanosti.
So he describes like this. A young devotee is like a young brahmana boy who has received a scholarship.
I on kaže da je mladi bhakta poput mladog brahmane koji je dobio stipendiju u školarinu.
And now he thinks I will soon become very learned.
I onda on misli ja ću uskoro postati jako učen.
I will be respected amongst men.
I ja ću biti poštovan među ljudima.
But because he does not really understand the high philosophy which he is studying. And he has not really put it into his heart, let us say it like this. Oops, he feels torn into two.
Ali zato što stvarno ne razume tu uzvišenu filozofiju koju studira i zato što nije stavio u svoje srce, on se osjeća podeljen na dve, na dva dela.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur cites the Vishnu Purana here.
I ovdje Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, on citira Vishnu Purana.
A person engrossed in sensuality is far, far away from God consciousness.
Osoba koja se nalazi u toj gruboj senzualnosti, ona je jako, jako daleko od svjesnosti Boga.
How can anyone ever find something which was lost in the West by going towards the East?
I kako iko ikada može naći nešto na zapadu što je bilo izgubljeno na istoku.
So yes, so the devotee knows, or the young devotee feels enthusiastic, I should follow this path to find my original Krishna consciousness.
I onda mladi bhakta, on se osjeća entuzijastičnim i misli ja ću sada slediti ovaj put kako bih našao svoju izgubljenu svjesnost Krišne.
But there's this very interesting new film about Frankenstein.
Ali tu je taj novi zanimljivi film o Frankensteinu.
I'm also an art lover.
Ja sam također ljubitelj umjetnosti.
I have good understanding for movies.
Imam jako dobro razumijevanje za.
And he sits in the movie.
I onda on ode da pogleda film.
And the movie is over.
I onda je film gotov.
And he thinks, oh no.
I onda on misli, oh ne.
Bad movie.
Loš film.
Bad me.
Loš ja.
Why am I so weak?
Zašto sam tako slab?
How will I ever find what was lost in the West by going to the East?
Kako ću ikada naći ono što je bilo izgubljeno na zapadu, tako što idem na istok?
And in this way, the young devotee is like a drunkard.
I na taj način taj mladi bhakta je poput pijanice.
Who knows? The alcohol is not good. It doesn't satisfy me.
I taj pijenic, on zna, ovaj alkohol nije dobar, to je nešto što mi ne donosi zadovoljstvo.
But at the same time he cannot leave the alcohol. And
ali,
he drinks.
Ali u isto vrijeme ta osoba ne može da ostavi alkohol i onda ga pije.
And afterwards he curses himself for having drunk the alcohol.
A onda nakon toga proklinje sebe što je pio alkohol.
This can create a tremendous tension in the heart of a young devotee.
I onda ovo može da stvori, da stvori nevjerovatnu tenziju u srcu mladog bhakte.
Devotees have seen this tension in their god brothers and god sisters, and some have developed the philosophy then enjoy the world a little, what's the harm?
I bhakti su vidjeli ovu tendenciju u svojoj braći i sestrama po Bogu i neki od njih bi onda rekli, pa dobro, uživaj malo u svetu, šta tu ima loše.
But the problem is when you open the door to the world a little bit.
Ali problem je u tome što kada otvorite malo vrata ka svetu,
she doesn't come in just a little bit.
Onda taj svet ne uđe samo malo.
She comes with full swing in.
Onda svet uđe u punom zaletu.
And the world brings her friends.
I onda svet dovede svoje prijatelje.
Lust, greed, anger, frustration,
požudu,
illusion,
pohlepu, bes, iluziju, ljutnju,
enviousness,
zavist.
Or let us call it in one word, a bad feeling.
Ili da to
a bad taste in the mouth.
Da to jednom rečju nazovemo lošim osjećanjem ili tim lošim ukusom u ustima.
Do you know what I am speaking about?
Da li možda znate o čemu govorim? Da li vam je poznato?
Yes. So this is, we have now described the battlefield.
Znači, sada smo opisali to bojno polje.
The battlefield of the soul.
Bojno polje duše.
And tomorrow we will start offering the solutions.
A sutradan ćemo početi da nudimo rješenje.
Tomorrow's lecture is called Stabilize the Shaking Position.
I sutrašnja lekcija se zove Stabilizujte svoju nestabilnu, poljuljenu situaciju.
For tomorrow we will meditate.
Sutra ćemo meditirati.
You will need to be well rested.
Tako da trebate da budete dobro odmorni.
We will actually do something which I wanted to do for a long time, but I waited for 18 years to do it in Yugoslavia.
I onda ćemo uraditi nešto na što sam ja dosta dugo čekao, tačno 18 godina da uradim to ovdje u Jugoslaviji.
We will confront our own death.
Mi ćemo se suočiti sa svojom sopstvenom smrću.
You might have heard that I have given in other countries seminars on death and dying.
Možda ste čuli da sam u drugim zemljama dao taj seminar o smrti i o umiranju.
I am very, very, very convinced that if the moment a devotee sincerely confronts his own mortality, he will meet his own immortality.
Ja sam čvrsto ubeđen da kada bhakta jednom, kada se susretne i suoči sa svojom smrtnošću, da će u tom istom trenu biti suočen i sa svojom besmrtnošću.
The devotee will understand, in other words, how he is an eternal soul.
Drugim rečima, bhakta će razumjeti kako je on duhovna duša.
And from this position, it will be easy to start addressing the questions which our first lecture has raised.
I onda sa tog položaja biće jako jednostavno shvatiti i razumjeti pitanja koje će pokrenuti naša prva lekcija.
Tomorrow will be a little practice oriented, but I request you, if possible, to bring a piece of paper and a writing pen with you.
I znači sutrašnja lekcija će biti onako praktično orijentisana i ja bih vas zamolio ako možete sa sobom da ponesete papir i olu.
But I know you, some of you are not accustomed to write, no problem, then you can do it in your mind.
Ali pošto znam da neki od vas nemaju običaj da zapisuju, onda isto nema problema, možete to da uradite u umu.
Now I just want to see if you have any questions now.
I sada bih želela da vas pitam da li imate sada neka pitanja.
Thank you very much for listening to me so attentively.
I hvala vam jako puno što ste me tako pažljivo slušali.
It seems you're two very polite young gentlemen.
You are comparing the deviation of the path of bhakti with going to the cinema. But does that mean also by eating too much prasada, or that another situation? When you eat too much prasada, more like it again.
Please speak in
to skretanje crkvenog puta kao krećenje i odlazak u knjigu, to sam vam dati, a pitate li to isto znači kao prijedanje sa sedam. Pa nam je se prijedete to, pa neći taj ono kad sam to učinio, sve neće, ono se mora to prebaliti, neće moći.
Yes, such small things can present the subject matter before you.
Da, znači takve male stvari isto mogu dobro prikazati ovu temu o kojoj govorim.
And you can interpret it that you have lost the battle against your yeshnik.
I onda možete protumačiti da ste izgubili bitku protiv svog jezika.
You can interpret it saying that yes, again, the flesh was or the sensuality was stronger than my reasoning powers.
I onda možete reći da opet je moje telo bilo jače od mojih od moje sposobnosti rasuđivanja.
But I want to suggest that you take another perspective.
Ali želim da vam predložim da uzmete drugu perspektivu.
It's a perspective which Lord Krishna describes in the 11th canto.
I to je perspektiva koju gospodin Krishna opisuje u 11. pevanju.
There Lord Krishna says that sometimes it's important to let the body have its own life, so to say.
I tu Krishna kaže da je nekad ponekad čak važno pustiti telo da ima svoj sopstveni život.
Lord Krishna gives an example to Uddhava.
I gospodin Krishna daje primjer Udavi.
When a rider has a headstrong horse, it's important for the rider to sometimes let the headstrong horse have its will.
Kada jahač ima konja koji ima jaku volju, onda mora ponekad da pusti to konja da i živi tu volju.
Because if he would just always say, levo, levo, and the coin wants to go, no, desno, desno, and he would say, polako, polako, the rider, and the horse wants to say, no, galopo, galopo.
Zato što ako se dešava da mi stalno kažemo levo, levo, a konj želi desno, desno, ili onda mi konj, jahač kaže polako, polako, a konj želi da ide galopom, galopom.
Yes. If the rider would always force the horse, it would break the energy of the horse.
I ako jahač uvek pušira konja, onda će to jednostavno slomiti konja.
So sometimes the rider has to say, okay, desno, okay, galopo.
I onda ponekad jahač mora da kaže, u redu, nećemo ovako, ajde idemo galopom.
So that later the rider can bring the horse on course again.
Tako da bi kasnije taj jahač mogao da dovede konja na put.
So for a devotee it's also important to sometimes slacken the reins.
Tako da je za baktu isto važno da ponekad popusti te uzde.
Like I saw some of you playing volleyball or something like this. This is good.
I kao što sam ja vidio da neki od vas su igrali odbojku, to je dobro.
Or sometimes we have to hang out with our friends and talk with the whole night without looking at the wristwatch.
Ili kao što ponekada možemo da budemo sa našim prijateljima i da pričamo sa njima čitave noći bez toga da pogledamo na sat.
You're young men with powerful senses. Sometimes better you eat too much than you do anything else.
I vi ste mladi ljudi sa moćnim čulima, tako da je bolje da jedete nekad previše nego da radite neke druge stvari.
You will see your mind will be much more cooperative if you one time say, wow, feast.
attention. I'm ready for you.
I onda ćete više videti da vaš um je više spreman da sarađujete kada, na primjer, tu je veliki fist i ti onda kažeš, dobro došao, spreman sam za tebe.
Yeah, you will see, you will be better. It will be easier to pursue your spiritual life.
I onda ćete videti da će biti lakše da idete za svojim duhovnim ciljem.
2 days ago I also ate too much.
I pre dva dana ja sam isto tako pojeo previše.
There was, what is it called, shushu? Or this, sushi? Or what is it?
Sushi. Da, tu je bio sushi.
And I remember from this, I was a little hungry.
Zato što sam ja bio malo gladan.
It was already 8 o'clock in the evening.
I bilo je već 8 sati uveče.
Today is sushi day, I said.
I ja sam rekao, danas je sushi day.
And
dan.
I noticed my mind was enlivened, I got up early.
I onda sam ja primedio, sljedećeg jutra moj um je bio entuzijastičan, ja sam ustao rano.
I left 2 kg on the toilet.
Ostavio sam 2 kg u WC-u.
But my mind was inspired.
Ali moj um je bio inspirisan.
So you have to sometimes know when you have to let go of the reins.
Tako da onda morate da znate da nekad morate da popustite te uzde.
This doesn't mean that you become entirely sinful.
A to naravno ne znači da treba da postanete potpuno grešni.
There are things which are allowed.
Zato što postoje stvari koje su dozvoljene.
And in my in 4 days I will speak about the cultivation of the mind and the body in detail.
I ja ću za 4 dana govoriti o toj kultivaciji tela i uma jako detaljno.
I first have to prepare you a little bit because these will be revolutionary concepts.
I ja prvo moram malo da vas pripremim zato što će to biti jedan bit će to revolucionarni koncept.
But you know, don't kill yourself.
Ali znate, nemojte se baš ubiti od posadama.
Ubiti? Ubiti. Yes. Have I answered your question probably? Especially it is called, when you let go of the reins, especially it's mentioned relaxing amongst Vaishnavas.
I specijalno na što se odnosi to popuštanje uzda jeste opuštanje među Vaishnavama.
And then Vaishnava sport, especially swimming is recommended.
I onda isto neki vajšnovski sportovi i specijalno je plivanje preporučeno.
We can see that when we are in Mayapur, our Jayapataka Maharaj is constantly inviting us to jump into the Ganga and swim and throw mud on each other, and it's all spiritual.
I možemo vidjeti, na primjer, kad se nalazimo u Mayapuru, da naš Jayapataka Swami, da nas on uvek stalno poziva da idemo u Gangu i da plivamo i da bacamo blato jedni na druge i vidimo da je sve to jako duhovno.
And I remember on one Vrindavan Yatra, Radhanath Maharaj was there, and for half an hour, all the Yatris were imitating the voices of the birds, the monkeys, the camels and the asses, everything.
Ja se sećam na jednoj Vrindavan Jatri, to je bio Radhanath Maharaj i čitao ih pola sata, sve osobe koje su bile na tom hodočašću, oni su imitirali zvukove ptica i majmuna i kamila i magaraca.
I remember I heard the tape and I had just worked on for 6 hours with heavy book writing work. Oof, I was so really exhausted. And then I remember I also began imitating the voices of the animals, you know.
I onda se ja
some relief for the mind, you know.
Sećam se kada sam čuo tu kasetu i onda sam jednom radio jako naporno 6 sati, studirao sam knjige i onda nakon toga jednostavno sam počeo ja da imitiram životinje, onako to je bilo opuštanje za um.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Vali Sataca, Prabhuji. Nice to see you, Hari Bol. So, our other devotee, yes, please speak.
If I mention that alcohol, when we have the devotees, that even if he knows that alcohol is bad, he won't let a legend. That alcohol in heaven, I thought to you about that alcohol is that war.
Yes.
Of desires, of passion. And please tell me, what is the best way how to weaving that battle in our minds to let go of that alcohol and win that battle. We know that alcohol is bad, but what's the best way to act like that?
Yeah, thank you. Do you speak Serbian?
Pitao sam Miloja kako pobijediti te ubice kada znamo da je alkohol, odnosno te želje kao strast, požuda i sve ostalo, taj vanjski svijet, kada je tu, iako znamo da je loš za nas, nekad ga ipak uzmemo. Kako pobijediti te ubice da je samo odjednati vanjski svijet?
You have to raise your energy to a spiritual energy level.
Moraš da podigneš svoju energiju na duhovni nivo energije.
A weak mind thinks weak thoughts.
Slab um ima slabe misli.
I want to say it again. A weak mind thinks weak thoughts.
Slab um misli slabe misli.
A strong mind thinks strong thoughts.
A jak um ima jake misli.
So by strengthening our mind with spiritual life, we will be able to have very spiritual thoughts and spiritual desires.
Tako da ako jačamo svoj um duhovnim životom, onda ćemo biti u stanju da imamo jako duhovne misli.
And I want to bring you on a path. We will start to walk this path from tomorrow on, where you can stabilize and strengthen yourself.
Ja želim da vas dovedem na jedan put, želim da krenemo tim putem od sutradan, gde vi možete da stabilizujete i da pojačate svoj um.
I will not talk now about it because it's for tomorrow. It's a surprise.
Ali neću o tome da govorim sada jer je to za sutra.
But the general idea is you have to infuse another type of energy.
Ali ono što je generalna ideja jeste da treba da uzmete drugi tip energije.
You know, we all know this. Sometimes we are so tamasic. We sit in our room which is not aired.
I svima nam je to jako dobro poznato, da nekada smo jednostavno jako tamastični, da sedimo u svojoj sobi u kojoj nema baš dovoljno vazduha.
There is, and we think about just very, very ordinary thoughts.
I onda imamo neke jako, jako obične misli.
And then we say, let me put a lecture in the CD player. I'm going crazy here. My mind is killing me.
I onda pomislim u jednom trenu, ma daj da stavim neku lekciju u svoj CD player, zato što već ludim i moj um odlepljuje.
And we hear a simple question from Prabhupada. What do you do for eternity?
I onda čujemo jedno jako jednostavno pitanje od Šila Prabhupada. Šta ti radiš za večnost?
And we think, this is enough, enough is enough. That first of all, I open the window that the stink comes out of the room.
I onda mi pomislimo, stvarno što je dosta, dosta je. I onda prvo što uradimo, otvorimo prozor da makar neki, da taj smrad izađe napolje.
Then I take a cold shower.
I onda uzmemo, onda se istuširamo hladnom vodom.
And then I start my chanting in seriousness.
I onda započnemo da mantramo sa svom ozbiljnošću.
A new energy.
Znači nova energija.
And you don't think such thoughts any longer.
I onda nam više ne padaju takve misli na pamet.
Mm-hmm. Krishna, it is hot for you.
Je li vam vruće?
You need a new energy.
Potrebna vam je nova energija.
Patricius, yes, Patrick. This will be the last question for today.
Ovo će biti poslednje pitanje za danas.
Then I have a surprise for you.
A onda imamo iznenađenje za vas.
Real good one.
Jako dobro. Ja ću sad probati da prevedem. Prabhu pita, znači, Maharaj je rekao da to premeštanje sa jedne ideje na drugu, da nije samo to neophodno da bismo bili potpuno preobraćeni i da bismo vodili duhovni život. I onda sad Prabhu pita kako to napraviti, da to bude iz istinska preobrazba, da ne bude samo mehaničko.
I will answer this in a very personal way.
Ja ću ovo odgovoriti na jedan veoma ličan način.
See, when I had this traumatic surgical, or it's called surgery in English, and when I had my this 3 days where I was fighting with my life, I was thinking very much about this.
Vidite, kada sam imao to traumatično iskustvo posle operacije, kada sam se 3 dana borio za život, onda sam jako dosta razmišljao o tome.
I don't really think it was a, let me say, as an objective fight for life, but for me it felt like that.
I ja mislim da objektivno to nije bila borba za život, ali ja sam se tako osjećao.
I couldn't go to the bathroom any longer on my own. I had to be carried.
Nisam mogao sam da odem ni do kupatila, morali su da me nose.
I was so weak I couldn't eat any longer on my own.
I bio sam tako slab da nisam mogao sam ni da jedem.
And my nerves were so weak.
A moji nervi su isto bili tako slabi.
Any little thing I would just... It was like an atom bomb explosion.
I svaka mala stvar meni je izgledala poput eksplozije atomske bombe.
And at that time I tried to you know, to be Krishna conscious.
I onda sam ja u to vreme pokušao da postanem svestan Krishna.
And tried the 10,000 little techniques which I know.
I onda sam isprobavao 10,000 različitih tehnika koje sam poznavao.
But at that moment I saw they did nothing worked.
Ali u tom trenutku sam video da ništa ne funkcioniše.
I was just in pain.
Ja sam samo bio u bolu.
And I could understand I can't take shelter in my concepts now.
I onda sam ja shvatio, ja sada ne mogu da uzmem utočište u svojim konceptima.
At that time I prayed to Lord Krishna.
I u tom trenutku ja sam se molio gospodinu Krišni.
And then I stopped praying to Lord Krishna.
I onda sam prestao da se molim Krišni.
I thought you have brought me into this situation. Why should I ask you to bring me out of this situation?
Ja sam pomislio, ti si taj koji me doveo u ovu situaciju. Zašto bih se ja sada molio da me izvedeš iz nje?
I just was lying there and thinking I won't survive the next 10 minutes.
I ja sam samo ležao tamo i mislio sam ja neću preživjeti narednih 10 minuta.
I couldn't lie on the left side, not on the right side, on the belly I can't lie. Anyways, not on the back, I couldn't float in the air. There was no place for me in this universe any longer.
Ja nisam mogao da legnem ni na levu stranu, ni na desnu stranu, na stomak, na leđa, nisam mogao da plutam u vazduhu, jednostavno u ovom univerzumu nije više bilo mesta za mene.
In that moment I saw a tunnel opening.
I onda sam u tom trenutku video tunel koji se otvara.
And I was racing with a tremendous speed through the tunnel.
I ja sam se podizao neverovatnom brzinom kroz taj tunel.
And on the other side of the tunnel there was a light.
I na drugoj strani tunela je bilo svetlo.
And I jumped into the light like a
like a heated man into a cool river.
I onda sam ja skočio u to svetlo poput osobe koja je skroz zagrejana, koja skače u hladnu reku.
And as I touched this light, I was surrounded by so much love and acceptance.
I onda kada sam ja dodirnuo to svetlo, onda sam bio okružen sa toliko puno ljubavi i prihvatanja.
It seemed that I was in the embrace of God.
I meni se činilo da se nalazim u zagrljaju Boga.
There was no pain any longer.
Nije bilo više bola.
And at that time I understood the difference between a concept and a realization.
I onda sam u tom trenutku razumeo koja je razlika između koncepta i realizacije.
Previously I had tried with my concepts to go, but then I had a Krishna conscious realization by the mercy of Krishna.
I pre toga ja sam probao da idem sa svojim konceptima, ali sam onda milošću Krišne imao realizaciju.
You will know what is the difference by the type of feeling and by the question, can this feeling give you solace?
I možete shvatiti koja je razlika po tome kakvo osjećanje imate i da li vam to osjećanje može pružiti utehu.
Yes. You will know.
Značiš.
Does this help you? Then it's a real realization.
Znači, da li ti to, ta stvar pomaže, onda je u pitanju prava realizacija.
Does it help you when nothing else can help you?
Da li ti to pomaže onda kada ništa drugo ne može da ti pomogne?
And you will be very, very glad to know that Krishna, he has a storehouse.
I bit će ti jako drago da čuješ da Krishna ima riznicu.
And he has for each one of us this divine realization there.
I za svakog od nas on ima tu božansku realizaciju.
It has your name on it.
I čak stoji tvoje ime na njoj.
Sa Radha Kripa. Sa Amala Harinam Prabhu. Sa Bhaktin Zabina. We all have our, Krishna has a storehouse and our realizations are waiting there for us.
Krishna ima svoju riznicu i naše realizacije čekaju tamo na nas.
And the moment Krishna sees that you really want him and only him.
I u onom trenutku kada Krishna vidi da želiš samo njega i samo njega,
he will give you a little from this realization, just a little to, so that you will want more.
Onda će ti on dati jako jako malo te realizacije tako da ti poželiš više.
And when the day comes when you only want Krishna consciousness.
I onda kada dođe taj dan kada želiš samo svesnost Krishna,
he will give you everything.
Onda će ti dati sve.
On that day the king of the world will come and say, this kingdom is for you, and you say, no, thank you, I want only Krishna.
I onda na taj dan čak i kralj sveta može doći i reći, ovo kraljestvo je za tebe, a ti ćeš reći, ne, ja želim samo Krishna.
On that day you will see that nothing else counts than Krishna, and when Krishna sees that, he gives you your package of full God realization.
I onda na taj dan onda ćeš vidjeti da ništa drugo nema značaja osim Krišne i onda na taj dan Krišna će ti dati tvoj paket realizacije.
I want to end this class now.
Ja sada želim da završim ovaj čas.